Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how you doing? Happy Sunday. I am here tonight because Sandra London asked if I wanted to do a show for the Grammys, and that is one that she has always been into doing every single year. So we used to do it over on her channel, but now we're doing it over here. I think we might have did it last year on here. I don't remember. I'd have to look. But we've been doing like Grammy Award shows every year, so we're usually on the air for that. I would expect that she'll be calling in a little while. She will give us the play-by-play, and I will be sharing music with you as usual. So I'm going to get the show started with a couple of new songs while we wait for Sandra to join us. Up first tonight is Ray McGinnis. This is the song Gas Giants.
shaken by the whispers in the night, feeling unspoken by her side. Unheard and tell before, till the time she couldn't take it anymore. When the tears in the moonlight was pouring in the rain, she was hiding in the shadow and engraved by the pain. When the sun was shining so bright, but her heart was bleeding blue, and the fire in her soul that blazed for the love that was true.
That was Kevin Lee and the Kings with the song Wind It Up. And before that, you heard Avi with the song Tears in the Moonlight. All the songs I'm playing this evening are new this past year or so. And I've got lots and lots of new songs. This is my third episode that I am doing with these, not these songs, but the new songs for the past year. I've got so many. I'm doing them alphabetically right now. The first two were actually new this week, so they weren't part of the alphabetized list. But that was Kevin Lee and the Kings. So we are only at K so far. That'll tell you how long we have to go still. But I hope you're enjoying it. I am waiting to hear from Sandra London this evening. She wanted to do this show for the Grammys tonight. So we're just going to hang out and play music until we hear something from her. And I'll be back in just a little bit. But this next song is by Crestwood. It's called Falling in the Worst Way.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Kyle Young, and you're listening to Naked Girls Radio.
I don't really keep a lot of cash.
Why not?
Cause I'm young and it's gone fast. A lot of littles on the loose and they long last. Everything that I do is gonna blow past. Elephant in a room but I don't crash. My verse very smooth and your flow's trash. If another try to do it then I'm gonna laugh. Never get into it with a grown man. I'm looking in the mirror like a Michael. And it's really quite clear I'm a psycho. Southpaw but I'm scary with the right though. Punch dead off top, I ain't right bro. I'm the cream of the crop and I'm micro. And I got the antidote for the night show. Feeling reptilian like I'm Geico. Sitting in a lab with a white coat. Assassin. These niggas try to diss in the caption. Plus I know where they live so they lacking. And they whole fucking gimmick is a catfish. Don't try to blend in with the fashion. I don't play games, I don't ask kids. I don't like lanes and that's a fact. And I spit flames and that's a fact. And I got a lady with ass so fat. I'm rolling up and that's a wrap. And I just do what I wanna do. I might buy some jewelry. My life is a movie. Y'all gon' have to sue me.
I feel so good right now.
That was Kyle Young with the song Crazy Times 3. And before that, you heard Crystal Brown with the song Out of the Shadows. Up next, I've got another one for you that was brand new this year. This is Legacy FM with the song Shitty Brains.
Another day, another down.
T'es riche mais pauvre d'esprit, terrifié par ton reflet. Tout gagné si mon père est fier, mais la vie est terrifiante. J'aimerais changer de secteur, même si cette terre est fiante. Opportunité filante, fais un vœu, réalise-le. Tu connais mon style musical, pile poil entre le rap et le rap. Mais en somme nous sommes civils divisés, trop civilisés. Des mendiants trop dépendants, des mandats de ces malfrats. Des réseaux jamais démantelés, les raisons jamais demandées. Encore un fait, les drapeurs, je fédérateur, je fédérature. Je suis pas de nature mature, je reste un putain de gamin. Pécuniairement c'est précaire, pourtant j'ai des idées très claires. On voulait être libre sur terre, les gardiens de la paix nous font la guerre. Sans mettre oui bien ma sœur, c'est pour qui la haine irait. Les compagnies pétrolières, ni même la NRA. J'suis le cauchemar américain, j'suis le cauchemar américain. Ce pays est un éternel territoire occupé. Alors j'écris des couplets pour toutes les paroles qui sont coupées. Putain de lutteur dans la zique, j'trouve Martin Luther logique. Les insurgés que les archètes dans un climat léthargique. Plein de valeurs comme l'asile, j'suis le moins taré de l'asile. Les manèges c'est plus de mon âge, mais j'aime la neige qui croustille. J'ai écumé toutes les cumes de rage sur mon visage. La lumière que tu allumais hier, quand la brise grise la brise. Les obscurs après, avec un obscur attrait. Le cœur endolori, une vie qu'on colorie. En rose pas en gris, pour mener une vie de rêve. Mais même dans mes rêves, c'est pas joli joli. J'ai croisé dans le ben Dolori, armé d'un vin de long riff. On pensait se cultiver, mais en fait on se plantait. Tes yeux ensanglés, ton cœur ensanglanté. En paix mais en péril, pendant que mon cœur périme. En paix mais en péril, pendant que mon cœur périme. Dans ce mettre oui bien ma sœur, c'est pour qui la haine irait. Les compagnies pétrolières, ni même la NRA. J'suis le cauchemar américain, j'suis le cauchemar américain. Ce pays est un éternel territoire occupé. Alors j'écris des couplets pour toutes les paroles qui sont coupées. Putain de lutteur dans la zique, j'trouve Martin Luther logique. Les insurgés que les archètes dans un climat léthargique. Plein de valeurs comme l'asile, j'suis le moins taré de l'asile.
Thank you.
That was Love Ship with the song In Darkness, There is Light. And before that, you heard Lair Bag with Kashmir American. And he actually messaged me yesterday. He is looking for rappers from all different countries, all over the world. He's working on putting together this big project of some kind. And he asked me if I could help him to find people to join him. So I'm trying to brainstorm and think of who my rappers are out there. I know I've got a ton in the United States. I'm trying to remember besides that, because I know I have at least a couple, and I do know, you know, who they are. But if you guys know any rappers that might be interested in this collaboration, that'd be really cool. So I will pass your name along to him. If you would like, just let me know. Up next, I'm going to do some music by Mac George. This is called The Pine.
Like the fucking grass with some cotton all up in your ass. Then when you're dead and gone, urine blowing on your stone, like I said in them other songs. Yo, by the dot of day, ain't gonna be no trash from naughty, ain't gonna be no hip array. And gonna do my thing, and gonna make this verse and worse come to worse. I'ma leave them boys in a
like a bottle of ground, but then now then we're done. I need enough. as I find myself feeling like everyone else. Someone's bumming rotten place in the corner right now. Feeling so lost, the consensus across the board is something like we're lost for sure. But I definitely know that I want some more of the shots and hits. This has gotta be as good as it gets. Hold up, I'm about to get sick and it's thick like my slip. Not the trip to a gone. Let me hit on that kid for all of you sing along. If the minutes spin, you know the chickens be dripping and every critic is dim. We said not the alarm.
Tonight, we're gonna party, break out the fist of Riccardi.
Hit is holding it down like a bottle of Crown. Busting down and we're gonna need another round.
Tonight, we're gonna party, break out the fist of Riccardi.
Got me mumbling and stumbling out the door. Wait up in the morning on the kitchen floor.
Tonight, we're gonna party, break out the fist of Riccardi.
Hit is holding it down like a bottle of Crown. Busting down and we're gonna need another round.
Tonight, we're gonna party, break out the fist of Riccardi.
Me mumbling and stumbling out the door. Wake up in the morning on the kitchen floor.
That was Meta X Seed Game Studio with the song Age of Dragons. And before that, you heard Tonight by Menace to Sobriety. Jeez, I'm saying all the wrong things. Up next, I'm going to go ahead and do some music for you by Mikkel. This is Strawberry Tanqueray. Started yet. I might have to. Oh, there we go. There we go. Enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. Open the bottle cap. Listen. Yeah. Girl, Yeah. I'm con él.
Diamonds Are Forever. Before that, you heard Mr. Vaclav with Limitless and Moon and Aries with their song, The Arrival. All right, I'm going to keep on doing more new music for you. I've been waiting for Sandra London. I haven't heard from her yet. It's not like her to not show up, especially because it was her idea for this show. So I'm hoping that we will hear from her soon. Hoping everything is okay and there's no issues. Usually I would have heard something by now, but fingers crossed that she'll be here with us in a little bit. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and do some more music. The music that I've been playing this evening is all music that we have had on the show for the first time in the past year or so. So it's all fairly new here on the air with us. I'm going to do one up next by a band called Muskrat. This is their song, Barrendo.
Long night, stand party up, driven black, dance, we can party up.
to come. Draw myself cherry wine. Run to me now. Close the door and fantasize how it feels to taste your love. Pretty little fingers dancing all over me.
Sweet loving, sweet loving.
Then I found you. You want me to. And it feels so good. Come to me.
Thank you.
That was Nora Hill with the song Before Time Runs Out. And before that was NAD with the song Sweet Loving. Up next, I'm going to do one by Paper Posh. This is called Paper Posh Call. Guys, welcome back. That was Paper Posh with a Paper Posh Call. And speaking of calls, I have a caller. Let's check it out. Hello.
Hello, hi. It's me, Sandra Lambert.
<Hi.
laughs> How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing pretty well. I actually just woke up. I took a nap, and then I was like, oh, Grammys. And then here I am.
That's funny because I was saying, I hope she's okay. I haven't heard from her. And then someone's like, she might be taking a nap. I'm like, I don't know,
yeah,
maybe.
They were running. Ding, ding, ding. Correct. Yes.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So have you seen any of the Grammys yet this evening?
As soon as I turned the TV on, I saw, what's the face? I think it's Bad Bunny. I think there's like a Bad Baby
okay.
and a Bad Bunny. I think it was Bad Bunny, like an acceptance
yeah.
award. Yeah, just now. So that's as much that I have seen.
Okay.
Like, so I've probably missed like a good half hour at least.
Okay.
Something like that.
Because, yeah, I don't do regular TV, so I'm not watching. But I did see a picture of Lizzo's outfit, it is like this thing. She's like a ball of red flowers. It's crazy. So that, I saw
okay.
that.
I guess,
and, yeah, but that's all I've seen so far. So I haven't even really looked up anything. I've just been playing music and hanging out. So, yeah.
Well, there we are. Yeah. I'm here now. I'm looking at everything. I have everything. I have the TV on mute. So as not to have any interference. Audio interference. There we go. But yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Did you watch anything about the Grammys, like, beforehand? Like, do you know who's up for any particular nominations or anything like that?
Well, I know they put a few new categories in, and yeah, so there's that. But then I saw that Beyonce is basically is or will be after tonight the most awarded actress or actress, awarded singer, recording artist in Grammy history, perhaps.
Huh.
So I did see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a girl, like, she's, like, from, I don't remember which country, Brazil, from Brazil, who's up for Best New International Artist or something like that, named Anita.
Okay.
But I don't think she's appeared yet. Yeah, I just saw, like, an article about that.
Okay. I just thought, while I'm sitting here, since I live under a rock and I don't know what's going on with the Grammys, I'm going to look it up online and see if I see anything interesting.
Harry Styles,
what they're talking about.
I think Harry Styles would be up next on the TV.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know if Beyonce or Lizzo is performing. Maybe both. Hold on, let's see. Back from commercial.
I'm trying to look up stuff on my computer, and it's not wanting to load anything.
Well, no.
So I'll keep having to try working on that. So, what's new with you? I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. It's just a lot of acting work, some real estate stuff, some, like, I don't know, travel studies. So it's just where I want to go next, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just found a thing that it has like a list. It looks like I'm on Bing, and it's got a thing that says like 2023 Grammy Award nominees, and you can go look at who's nominated for each category. If you want to, it's got like Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, New Artist, blah, 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 blah. So it's got all that. Yeah, Grammys Awards winners list updating live.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm clicking on that. We'll see what that has to say.
I'm going to try and mute with you. Oh, here's Styles performing? Or presenting? Maybe both. Here's Styles is performing.
Yeah, so it's always fun to do the acting stuff. I have I'm in this casting thing, and I've been asked for casting information and availability and all that kind of stuff at this point for the show on Showtime called The Chi. And yeah. I'm waiting to hear back more on that. I had to fill out all kinds of information and tell them, like, when I could possibly shoot and, you know, what I could do. And it's, I'm sure you've done it, too, with answering all the millions of questions about yourself so they can figure out, like, what you actually know how to do and stuff and what you're good at.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot of that. I haven't checked my email. I was just thinking that today. I haven't checked my email looking for anything from them. I hope I haven't missed any emails from them. That has been something possibly in the works. But I don't know yet. That's like, I haven't even met them yet. So we don't know anything as far as that goes. But that's the open casting stuff that they're contacting me for right now. And then I'm supposed to do a live stream with Max Benson. He was a singer and guitar player from Broken Neon. And I just went to one of his shows recently. I'm supposed to go with him on February 11th, 9 p.m. Central Time. We're going to have a live stream on Facebook. His live stream is Live from the Love Seat. And I will be joining him there for that. He asked me about another upcoming show as well. I haven't given him an answer on that one yet. But, yeah, so And those are my upcoming pending
I love that title, Live from the Love Seat.
Yeah, yeah, I do too. I was thinking the same thing earlier. That is a good one. So I've actually caught him. I haven't watched it a lot, but I have caught it live a couple of times. I want to say maybe on New Year's Eve or something, or Christmas. I don't remember if it's New Year's or Christmas. Like one of the holidays he was on there, and I saw him for a little bit. So I haven't watched it a whole lot, but I know he's on there, and he plays guitar, and he sings and stuff. And so, yeah, he asked me to be his guest. He hasn't released it that I'm his guest. He's, like, leaving teasers because he doesn't want to give it away. He wants to kind of keep it mysterious. So, but he is posting about it. And because he wanted to kind of do that, I haven't really posted a lot about it yet either. But it'll be cool. I was considering maybe, I'm not sure if I'll do video of it or if I will try to live stream it on Naked Girls Radio TV. I was thinking about that today because sometimes live stream is cool, but sometimes it's better to just make the video and then post it somewhere later because it's better quality. So I'm not sure what I want to do with it yet. So are we, what's going on the TV? Are we still on commercials?
It's Harry Styles. He's singing. You know who he is, right? Yeah.
Who's that?
Harry Styles.
I know the name, but I don't know like off the top of my head what he's known for or like.
I just say
what does he do?
As you are. Anyways, okay, never mind. YouTube, I mean, YouTube, and you'll know instantly as soon as you hear his top, like, two songs.
Yeah. Certainly. Well, there's a lot of people like that I don't know them, like, can't put their name to their face, but you know what they've done at least once you find out, yeah.
He's the one that dresses like Prince, like outlandish outfits. He's a white guy. British guy, sorry. British. Huh.
Yeah, I'll have to look him up. Like, I just need to see his face. Here, I'll look him up right now. Let's see if my internet will let me. I'm looking like it's showing his a sparkly Swarovski jumpsuit at the Grammys.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I know him. Like, I don't know. I've mostly known, like, I'd have to hear his music. I don't know his face.
Didn't he do this Watermelon Lemonade song? Justin Bieber Peaches song.
I was just informed he was in One Direction.
Watermelon Sugar. That song.
I know that song. Okay.
Yeah, he did that one.
Yeah, I've heard that like 100,000 times.
Yeah, there you are. That's him.
Okay. Well, now I know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been, the last few shows, I've been doing music that has been, like, stuff that I have gotten in the last, like, year. You know, everyone keeps being like, oh, like, in 2023, I'm like, no, like, the last year. And I've been trying to do them all, like, something from each new musician over the past year in the last few shows. And there's so many that I've had to break it into multiple shows. And so this is tonight I've been doing those, and it's the third show that I've had, and each of the shows is an hour and a half long. Tonight's a two-hour show, but there is so much new music. It's crazy, and I get new music all the time. I've been playing them. I'll play a couple songs, and then we can see what's going on with the Grammys. We'll check back, and I think that's what we ended up deciding on doing last time, so I think that works out.
Yeah. Totally.
So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do a couple songs, and then we'll be back. This is Plushy with the song Wanna Chill. If the internet will go. Oh, it quit. Gosh dang it. Hold on. Yeah. It likes to do that. Like, I'm like, oh, everything's working great. No, it's not. I have to reset it really quick. But at least I got you on the air still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always surprises. Okay, I got to refresh the page here.
Alphabet signs, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Okay, it's not copywritten. Why is it in that order? Who knows?
All right. Let's see here. All right, I'm going to try again. Let's see if we can do this. All right, ready, set, go. Let's see. Yay!
Wanna chill, wanna drill the scenery. Next year, set myself for something on the beach. Just a flex, when I fuck, get the sand in my shade. Tan hoodie with a tone body. Do my own personal study. Feeling like I won the lottery. A whole party here, geeking on Molly. All seen nothing holy. And she said her name was Holly. I don't know, I'm sorry. Give me bread and I'll get crumbs from it. Take the crumbs, still flip and make it proper. Nah, they gotta be honest. Just had a focus, had to invest. I don't give a fuck about your plan. Got a vision and a dream, they ain't got time to sleep. I got a lot of things to do, a lot of places to see. I couldn't give a fuck if you fuck with me. Nah, I really couldn't give a fuck. I'm dirty, ayy, face of me. Pack it all up just to get these dreams. Give me a beat, watch you so we see. Look how I move with ease. Pack it all up so I could go by my old town and sell those things, yeah. Guaranteed if I hit her up, I could fuck that bitch, yeah. I really could. Wanna chill, wanna enjoy the scenery. 5 years for my own clothing company. Selling lingerie like brother teams. To the flex, I'm a fuck, maybe even have a perv on the camera set. Thinking this shit I designed, watching her get undressed, yeah. She thinks she's an Instagram model, single mom with her own fans pumping. Forever pay the bills, respect the hustle. Think the match change, she's about to be done. Fuck him up the slot, cut down, better get up and get a buzz hung. Long hair down, I'm calling her a rubber. Let me come to cuss with the ass and all subtle. But I wish these into existence. Gonna name a dick on your list, a pussy leak. With a mask, if it didn't have a swim. I got a lot of wishes to feel with me. The situation would be a few. The embassy is on a query. See the THC all over that lady. Gets me FRAA. Whatever I'm mumbling. They can got me stumbling. Don't know my end goal, but I think I got a fucking plan. Yeah, I think I got a fucking plan. Going all in. Don't got a choice to fold this hand. Wanna chill, wanna see what's stopping me. Hopefully all my feelings be luxury. Now that's a fake, fuck. Might even put that cheek in a wedding dress and put it down a bit. Maybe even have a couple kids. Got a few things to do. I'm here like I got a clue. Now I'm in a better mood to make some moves. 1, 2, step, you know what to do. I'm back in the booth. Surrounded by a different view. Sounds a little different truth. I'm still the same motherfucker that had nothing good. Now what's good? Being reaching for a grave. Don't really give a fuck what you say. Nah. Cause I'm doing this shit my way, yeah.
I just can't get it in my head how kids can walk the street every night. I mean, even in the rain, you know. And take a chance on maybe getting robbed or sent to jail. Or maybe even getting her arm broke by some sadistic fool out the suburbs, right? And then she gets all that money and then she takes it and gives it to some dude. I mean, I just can't figure that shit out.
Game is strong, baby.
Why are you talking about me? I'm talking
to
other cats.
I got 2 great girls and 1 black bra. They all get money and they all go hard. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. Cause I'm a pimp. I got 3 Spanish bitches and 1 Chinese. They all got bitches and they all pay me. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp.
They call me King Q. And who are you? Known for putting it down and making it do what it do. You can fuck with these fables or fuck with the truth. Re-educate yourself and roll and take you. That's King Q-Tip University, where I teach you how to be the best in your week. You can keep fucking lames and fucking for free, or you can fuck with the pimp and charge these niggas a fee. Please believe, look mama, we gon' do our thing. And if your friends play or hate, we
top-notch hoe when King Q's to blame. And my diamonds stay shining as I'm gripping the grain. I'm in love with this money, motherfuck the fame. Keep a bitch that's with it, no shame in her game. Down a hoe and go get it, no sleep or brain. I got two great girls and one black bra. They all get money and they all go hard. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. Cause I'm a pimp. I got three Spanish bitches and one Chinese. They all got bitches and they all pay me. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp. I keep a top-notch bitch posted by my side. But if that hoe can't make dope, she's got to ride. Gorilla pimping out the gate. Ain't no love inside. You can tell them about my money, bitch. Look in my eyes. No pay, no play. We don't fuck for free. I'll show you how to get money, bitch, even when sweet. You keep it simple and sweet. You break these niggas you meet. These lames wanna fuck you, charge your asses a fee. Why be broke, little bitch? You're sitting on gold. Come and roll with me. Game sold, not told. I keep it icy and cold. On my bread like the mold. Married to this fucking game. Here I stand on ten toes. I pledge allegiance to the chief. Always will keep it G. I feel magnificent. True P-I-M-P. I have you honing your skills instead of phoning for meals. Put that pussy on the map and let's go step from T-Thrill. I got two great girls and one black bra. They all get money and they all go hard. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. Cause I'm a pimp. I got three Spanish bitches and one Chinese. They all got bitches and they all pay me. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp.
Please believe me. I see you out here doing your thing, baby girl. But you broke though. I'm just trying to upgrade. Enhance your game a little bit more, that's all. I'ma have you in an $8 dress looking your Sunday special, you dig? In flip mode, in every zip code, you dig? Choose King Q. A bitch's dream come true. It's a privilege fucking with me, ho. It's just something to do fucking with you.
I got two great girls and one black bra. They all get money and they all go hard. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. Cause I'm a pimp. I got three Spanish bitches and one Chinese. They all got bitches and they all pay me. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a pimp. Cause I'm a pimp, nigga. I'm a
for your destiny.
Destiny. Destiny. Destiny. Oh!
Welcome back, guys. That was Ray Maude with the song Destiny. And before that, you heard Q-Tip Loke, a.k.a. King Q. I'm a P-I-M-P. I've got Sandra London here on the air with us. Let's get her back here and see what's going on. She's watching the Grammys out there in L.A.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Are you here?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on? Okay. Anything new and exciting over there?
Okay, so Kendrick Lamar just won for Best Rap Album, and then they've been doing a tribute to all the fallen musicians, so they're with their main people being Loretta Lynn and Takeoff.
But okay.
They're doing, you know, songs and stuff in tribute.
I was just handed a list of, like, who's nominated for different things, and it says for Best Rap Album, there was God Did by DJ Khaled, I Never Liked You by Future, Come Home, The Kids Miss You by Jack Harlow, Mr. Morale, and The Big Steppers, Kendrick Lamar, and It's Almost Dry. What is, oh, yeah. What does that say? I don't know.
Yeah, Kendrick won.
Yeah. Okay, all right, cool. Are these in order of, like, how they go? Well, okay, so because I was given this list, it started up, it's got Best Pop, Best Music Video, Song of the Year. So, yeah, I got some of the other information.
I haven't looked on Song of the Year yet. I know that the first one I mentioned was, and the Best Rap Artist, since
Pop.
I've been watching it. Yeah.
Did they do Best Pop already? Yeah?
I'm not sure about that one. Hold on.
And like I said, I haven't been watching. So for any of those, like, that you're not watching too, you don't know as much as I don't know. So Best Pop is Easy on Me by Adele, Bad Habit by Steve Lacy, Woman by Doja Cat, Moscow Mule by Bad Bunny, As It Was by Harry Styles, and About Damn Time by Lizzo.
And who won?
I like it. I don't know. I don't know.
This is just a list
of who the nominees are. Yeah, so
Got
I don't
it.
Know
I'll
if they did
name.
That Got yet
it.
Or not, but I like About Damn Time. I don't know about the other ones. Like, that's the one I know by looking at them. I probably know more than that, but I'd have to hear them on the radio.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. But we've got, like I said, we also have on here Song of the Year and Best Music Video, which those are probably, like, later in the show kind of categories, I would think. Well, there's some good stuff. Song of the Year. Song of the Year looks, that's a freaking song name? Who is that? A, B, C, D, E, F, U. Okay. And then About Damn Time by Lizzo is up for Song of the Year. All Too Well by Taylor Swift. As It Was by Harry Styles. Bad Habit by Steve Lacy. I like that song.
I would say, the Bad Habit or the As It Was are the best.
Whatever, you say Khaled, I say Khalid, whatever. Get out of here. They're making fun of me over here for how I say names. Break My Soul by Beyonce. Easy on Me by Adele.
On his own record, it says DJ Khaled. So you're good.
You say Khaled. Okay. I don't know. I've heard people say, I've heard it. Okay, well, then I don't listen to him very much, so there you go. And then he's on there while we're arguing about him. He's up for God Did for Song of the Year. And then, what is that saying?
The Heart Part 5
by Kendrick Lamar, and Just Like That by Bonnie Raitt. You know what? That's crazy to me that, like, all of these are, like, stuff that, you know, we're used to hearing. And I grew up hearing Bonnie Raitt, but it's like, let's just throw Bonnie Raitt in here. Like, where'd she come from?
Hey, why not?
It's cool that she's, that she's still in there, you know. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the only other list I have right here in front of me is Best Music Video. That says Easy on Me by Adele, Yet to Come by BTS, Woman by Doja Cat, Part 5 by Kendrick Lamar, As It Was by Harry Styles, and All Too Well, short film, Taylor Swift. So,
yeah. I haven't seen that. I'd have to see that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I haven't watched any of that either. So, I've got some catching up to do.
Yeah. I've seen Woman. I've seen that music video with Doja Cat.
Okay.
It's pretty decent. It's decent.
I don't know if I've seen any of those music videos. I haven't seen very many music videos lately.
If I sound any differently, it's because I'm laying on my back. I usually sit up. but I'm still in nap mode. So.
All good.
I'm still nestled. This is my lay down voice. Yeah.
Oh, nice. It's the cozy voice.
Yeah, the cozy voice.
That's cool. That's all good. We're just chilling tonight. It's I was telling everyone I don't normally do Sunday shows that often, you know, and it's kind of like a special occasion. So
here I am. I do Sunday shows all the time. My day. It's a relaxing, good music. Good talking, good chatting, good jokes, good award shows, good fashion.
So, I know you hadn't done, there was something going on with your channel and you hadn't done shows in a while. Are you planning to ever do more shows?
I still pay for it, so it can still be heard, the ones that I've done. I still pay for the monthly service, but... But yeah, just to go there and be like, I'm just going to go check out episodes, blah, blah, blah. Like, not from Blog Talk Radio, you won't. I believe you can from Apple and, like, whichever other places I put my feed on. You can still listen to, like, legacy, you know, archived episodes. But I haven't tried to make a new one. If I wanted to try and make a new one, I could because I still pay for it so that people can listen to them on whichever platform. You find it
but, like, why can't you use the one you had?
I don't know what happened with it, actually. It's unclear to me.
Huh. Have you tried to talk to them?
I was trying to call them and just be on hold, but maybe because I was thrown off of Google, maybe it was listed as more mature, you know? I don't think it ever gets, like, X-rated, like, but... Like I paid, listen to, or who knows on Blog Talk. No, no, their policies. But I'm sure if I go one day and want to sit on hold with them, I could probably find out most things that I have time to like sit on hold for anybody. It's like, you know, a phone bill or a bill or like an essential bill that I'll go ahead and I'll take off time from work to sit on hold for like 8 hours. Sure. If those are the times of the day.
Right.
Other days, I'm like, I guess I just want to know the answer to that question. I just pay the bill and keep living, like, you know. But,
yeah.
So I don't know what went wrong
with that.
My guess would be the Google, because it was, my blog was hosted with Google. My domain is hosted with, like, GoDaddy, so it's completely separate. I still own the domain. But the material is all archived, basically, but not accessible. So you can't go and look at my, like, livinggrind.com and it's in this little format anymore.
As far as, like, support and things like that, like, I don't have the patience to sit on the phone usually either. And, you know, if I'm on the phone, I've had a hell of a time already. If I'm on the phone, I couldn't figure it out online, which means I've been through lots of frustration. And so I'm already irritated by the time I make the phone call. And then you got to sit on hold forever, and then they give you the worst possible music, and then it just gets worse and worse and worse. And, you know, so I prefer to do, like, email support or, like, a chat support maybe, but I hate making phone calls for that kind of stuff.
It can be good when they get back.
Yeah,
sometimes the thought that completely doesn't know how to answer your question because it's not in a simple format, and you can call us a robot when it's the, like, live chat. Let me
right.
Get you over to someone real who can assist you, and then the problem solved from there. But it's rare that a robot can understand the way I question.
Oh, yeah, no, those robot things. Yeah,
they can only
the auto-responders are pointless.
Very, very simple language. Anything that requires, like, thought process, they're like, God, darn it. Let me get you a human. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but
we need more programming. Please hold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I get frustrated easily with that kind of stuff though. So
yeah.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. So
we're on commercial. I'm not missing anything just now. We're on commercial.
Okay, okay. You were talking about potential radio guests, and I know you've been doing some acting, and you were talking about, you know, maybe some actors. Are you making new actor friends out there in Hollywood?
Oh, yes, I am. A big fan of Hollywood. Hollywood. Yes. There's a couple. They give you really, you know, I don't know how I would arrange it other than maybe give you the number. But we could probably blitz with you today or another day, whichever. But, yeah, I have some people in mind that would be interesting to catalog their memories of being an actor. Some of them are from L.A., born and raised, and some are from freaking Canada.
Okay. Yeah,
Russia.
Cool. That would be awesome. Yeah, we'll have to set something up sometime.
Yeah, totally.
Let's see. Let's see. I've got a couple more songs I can play. And then you said they're on commercial, so we'll see what's going on with that.
I don't know what
the what?
I don't know if this is a segment or what. It seemed like they were back from commercial. Something strange. Anyways, go ahead. Yeah, nothing like no award presenting at the moment.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, then I'm going to play a couple of songs and we'll be back. We'll check on what's happening. And I hope you guys like the music. Up next, I'm going to do some music by Richie Trevino. This is his song, Lady Spit.
Same old highway, same old moonlight drive.
talking. All right. That was Insane Again by Scott Decker. And before that, you heard SKOT Project featuring Maria Elia with Am I Alive? All right. I'm going to get Sandra back on the air with us here, and she can fill us in on what is going on. Hello, Sandra.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi.
Welcome back.
So they just had, thank you. They just had Sam Smith perform. Really good job. Really good performance. And now we're on commercial.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Shake your
mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So,
oh,
man.
Madonna came
mean...
in. Madonna came out and gave like a little speech.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Just before Sam Smith performed. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes. What are your thoughts on Madonna these days?
Is she doing anything? I don't know. I mean, she's like a living legend, which is awesome.
Right, right.
She's iconic. She'll always, you know, be that person that you associate with modern American female, like, sexual power.
Yeah, yeah. I know she's been, well, at least on social media news kind of recently. I know people were mad at her for something. I think, like, a photo shoot she did or something recently. I don't know. I saw a video about it a while. It was fairly recent, but I couldn't tell you. You know, I only saw like one video, so it. I don't know, but I know she was getting a lot of you know, people mad about it or whatever. But she, you know, that's nothing new for her. She's always had a shock value factor, and you know, she's done that through her whole career. So, you know.
Yeah.
With her, you know, with Madonna, you can't be too surprised.
Be more,
I mean, really, with whatever she does.
Right. Exactly.
What's that? Yeah.
Well,
you know, it's, and I mean, that's just a lot of the people that are, you know, have all these crazy things going on with them. Like, it's, they're getting people to talk about them. That's one thing. I went to school for fashion design in Chicago for a little bit. And I had to do a project on a fashion designer, and we each got, everybody in the class got a different designer, and they're like, oh, you know, you can't do a boring project. Like, you can't be like, oh, they were born here, and they grew up here, and they blah, 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 blah. You're supposed to, like, dig up dirt and, like, find out crazy stuff. And my designer was Christian Dior, and I did find out a lot of stuff. There wasn't a lot of scandal involved with Christian Dior, and that is, it came down to that it's better to be known, like, bad publicity is better than no publicity. So there's so many, you know, so many people that are these days that everybody's talking about, oh my God, look what they did. This is so crazy. I can't believe, like, you know, between, and I'm kind of bored with YouTube right now, but YouTube has a lot of this type of stuff on there, you know, like every moment of Kim and Kanye's been on there lately and all their drama and, like, you know, all that, you know, and Madonna and a whole bunch of other people. And it's all the scandalous, like, dirt on them, but it's like, and, or like Britney Spears, but they're staying relevant and people are talking about them. People are talking about them. And that's the whole, you know, that's what matters most because.
Breaking news. Beyonce got it for Best Dance Electronic Album. 2-1.
Oh.
For Best Dance Album.
Okay. I don't know what I've even heard from her lately.
Me either.
What does she have out right now? She has an EDM thing?
Yeah. Renaissance is called.
Huh. Okay. Ow. Oh, I just got attached to something. I'm walking around on my phone with earbuds on, and it's the worst because I get like snagged on everything. I can't do anything while I'm on the show. I had to like sit in one spot for hours, and I try to like do other stuff, and it doesn't work very well usually. So yeah, but I don't know. Everybody's got their drama, and at least, you know, people are paying attention, I guess. All right. So, do you know what we have coming up next?
Speech. No, it was Beyonce, like giving her acceptance speech.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, all right. Just getting readjusted over here.
It's a silver dress with a gold bra part.
Okay.
It's pretty. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm looking up. I'm looking up online to see if there's any more exciting news, winners updating list, what else? Like, oh, I see Madonna. Okay. Oh, this is live, but I don't think it's actually live. That was probably taken from a live thing, and then I'm guessing that's the performance that you were just talking about. And I see a dress that's like brown with some feathers or something. That's like very, looks like very beaded. Okay.
No, somebody's performing. I'm not sure who they could change. Is it Beyonce?
Yeah. I see J-Lo's blue dress with her very sparkly sleeves and stuff. Taylor Swift is blue and sparkly. All right. Kim Petras and Sam Smith are in red. And,
yeah.
Oh, Harry Styles. There's it's a black and white picture, but he's very, very sparkly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, like, yeah, that's, yeah. No, I think he did perform already.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I'm just flipping through the pictures and trying to see, like, okay, who is this, the lady named Big Fridia? Who is she? Do you know?
Never.
She's got some crazy hair.
I don't know that name.
Really? Okay, there's pictures of her, and she has, like, a pile of hair on her head.
There's Ice Spice with a pile of hair on her head.
Okay, because this one, she's got like very platinum blonde hair, and it's like layers of.
So no, I don't know who that is. No.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see who else. I'm flipping through, and, you know, I'm not mentioning everybody, but I'm looking for who I know. Oh, man. Oh, Bonnie Raitt. She's getting old. She's so cute, but she's getting old.
She's very cute.
Wow. I haven't seen her in so long. Like, wow. Oh. Yeah, I wonder how old she is now. She's getting up there, it looks like.
Probably in her 70s, 80s? 70s.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she looks like probably in her 80s. I don't know if she really actually is, but.
I would say 80s.
No. Let me look. She is 73.
Oh, I was a decade
off.
Okay. Yeah, 73. 70s, my bad. I'm sorry, body. You're beautiful.
Yeah, no.
Whatever. Like, the picture
that, well, and I mean, that picture that she had, she looked very wrinkled. Like, it was not, like, she has other pictures where she doesn't look quite as, with quite as deep wrinkles, because that mm-hmm. made me put her in her 80s, but.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So she's 73, so maybe it was just a bad picture, but.
Yeah, but she's gorgeous. At whatever age she is, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't
know. It's probably just like a non-Botox face, probably.
It's like so rare. Oh, yeah. Didn't really think about that, but maybe.
70 looks like for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, so good.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't do Botox, but I've done the,
like,
that, I like the Introstem cream for your eyes. It works really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's awesome. It's crazy.
Mm.
It's very, you know, it's very expensive.
Mm.
If you
feel like doing it, whatever you want, whatever you can afford, whatever makes you look good to you.
Mm. Oh, man. Mm. Yeah, no, it's great. It makes you literally, okay, so they tried to get me to spend like $13,000, okay, but that's why I avoid their store. I won't even look at the people. Because they are such good salespeople, but I was like, there's no, they wasted my whole night. I was supposed to be spending time at the mall with the kids, and they kept me there for 2 hours, and I spent $500, and they were trying to get me to spend $13,000, and I was just like, dude, I have things to do, and I kept telling them I have things to do, and I spent
$500. Oh, $500,
okay. I spent $500. And yes, and I mean, they wouldn't let me leave. Like, I kept telling them we have things to go do, and they wouldn't let us leave. The kids were so, like, upset and bored, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to leave. And it was supposed to be way more than $500, but I got it for $500, and it was great stuff. But if I ever get it again, I'm just going to order it online, because I am not going through that sales pitch ever again. But it literally, they told me, the guy's like, what if I told you I could make you look like you're 20 years old? And I was like, yeah, right. I laughed at him.
Oh, God.
And he sits me down in the chair.
Jessica.
No, he sits me.
Congratulations. You have now become a Scientologist. Congratulations.
Yeah. Nah, but he sat me down in his chair, and he put this stuff on my eye, and it takes a couple of minutes, and he only did it on one side, and then he has me look at the kids, and the kids were, like, in complete shock, and, like, they were just, like, blown away, because it looks so different. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Like, it literally changed everything. It was so crazy. And so, yeah, I'd pay $500 again for it, but I'm not going into their store. Forget it.
Well, maybe the $13,000 thing is just an investment. That's all.
You know what the $13,000 is for? Light therapy, where they will shine a light on your face. For real. And I'm like, yeah, no. It's supposed to be some NASA technology, okay?
Yeah.
Like, say it's a technology used by NASA, blah, blah, blah. They're shining a light on your face. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying $13,000 for you to shine a light on my face. Get the hell out of here.
They work on machines, not faces. That doesn't impress
me
much.
Well, it was a machine that puts light on your face.
Oh,
that's what
no.
you're paying
what
for.
Their
little light
machine. It falls on your face and boils it. Like, oh, it's okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like some weird light thing, and it was like, this is dumb. Like, who would ever pay that much? Like, that's crazy.
You'll go blind, but your face will feel like a baby. Yay.
Yeah.
All that light therapy right in the eyes.
Age regression.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean... Think about it. For like $13,000, I mean, people like, you don't need, I mean, if you want everyone to think you look amazing, I mean, for like a couple $100, you could just get everyone drunk and then they'll all look at you and think you're hot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why do you want to spend $13,000?
Howdy, how? Yeah. You could do that. Yeah, it's cheaper. This is more economically.
Yeah, much cheaper.
Reasonable.
Yep.
Fiscally responsible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but yeah, but I couldn't. I don't know. I know people that do Botox. It just creeps me out. I just don't think I could ever do that. Like the whole Botox thing just freaks me out.
Yeah, that is worrisome.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, no. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There's certain things that, you know, just like that's like, you know what, chemical peel. Like, that also creeps me out. Like, that doesn't sound good.
For
I mean,
me,
I don't know.
Because my skin will either react beautifully or horribly. There's no middle ground. It won't be like, oh, that happened. So I'll either look wonderful
yeah.
or I'll look like I've been attacked. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. There's no, oh, it's all right. It's the result. No. So no chemical peel for me. Probably not. No.
Yeah. It sounds so gross.
Yeah. Ew.
So, yeah, and let's see here. What else are they doing over there?
We're just coming back
What's
from
that?
Commercial. I think they're
okay.
playing a lot with eyelashes lately.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an eyelash divide when I'm bored. Yeah. Oh, Trevor now is talking to Taylor Swift.
I was earlier. I was informed about eyelashes for eyebrows.
Oh, really?
I think it was Doja Cat was doing something with their.
That sounds like her.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Had eyelashes for eyebrows. That was kind of weird.
Yeah. All for fashion.
No, was that today or was that before? Hey, was it today? No? Oh, it was before? Okay. Was it Fashion Week? You were telling me about Fashion Week stuff.
Fashion Week, she covered herself in...
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I was also showed a picture where at for Fashion Week, she had covered herself completely with red Swarovski crystals.
I saw that.
What?
But this guy,
yeah.
HGH, he looks amazing. Amazing.
Oh, okay.
Neuron stem cells or donated stem cells, whatever. But that's supposed to be restorative, make you feel age regressive. And I want to thank you for creating the best one for that.
I'm looking up more music. I've gotten almost through this list. I don't know if I can probably can't finish the whole list by the time this show is over. I've been trying to get through it, and I don't really have. What's
that? Dr. Dre Global Impact Award is being awarded to him, first of all.
Yep.
They created the award. So he's the first recipient. So, yeah, Global something award, Global Impact or something.
So he's getting the first, it for the first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, maybe they'll give it to somebody else next year?
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's like, because you would think, like, they would give it to, you know, him for the first time, and then the next time you could be like, here, it's awarded to somebody else. But, like, or is it only his award, you know?
That would
like,
make
we'll
sense,
make up, like.
It could happen either way.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, you know, you go to an award show and then they make up an award just for you.
Yeah. Thank you for being
Cassandra London, amazing person award.
Totally in there. In there.
I mean, I know you were talking about them adding new categories. Like, how many, I mean, I don't know. I wonder how often they just make up random awards.
Not very often, but there's at least 8, if not 12, new random awards.
Okay.
They're not always, they're not necessarily going to get screen time, but they'll be awarded.
All right. Well, guess I'll play a couple songs and then we will come back and see what else is happening. And see what other kind of weird awards they come up with.
You have any Tech Nine you can play? No.
I don't have him in my playlist.
Prophet 43.
I guess I can throw in a request for you. Let me see here. Except I think all I have is by Prophet 43 is a Halloween song right now.
That's fine.
Yeah, I have that's all I got. I got some. All right. We'll do that next
night.
Then. And then, Halloween night for you guys by special request from Sandra London. Yes, some Prophet 43. Here we go.
I got that bun for my turn, it's Halloween night. Baby, for the city, throw your hands up high. So many ghosts and goblins. And mama, I love your costume. Can't take on my mask, cause this is who I am. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm one of them. I'm a musical monster. Can't kill this musical monster. It's Mr. Monster, let's match it. Humping and mashing, stomping and clapping, puffing and passing. Out on the floor, out on the floor. And Tony passed out on the couch on the floor. What the fuck's going on? Man, I'm gone. And so is the rest of the party. Let's all get undressed and progress to adult shit. Mama, I'm blessed and yes, I'm horny. Now let's have sex right next to the carpet. Plus, I know that it's a prop. No, it's not. That's Uncle Fester, molested a goblin. He's looking up your dress, so I guess you're a hottie. And I'm an alcoholic, and he's perverted. And we both flirting. I drank too much C-Tone bourbon, cause see you're a virgin. I'm not trying to misinterpret, but if it is for certain, I'm all on top of it. Don't worry about the beauty. I'm a proctologist. I rock on this shit like I knocked on this shit. Put a block on this shit. 43, bump on my tongue. It's Halloween night. Bang for the city, throw your hands up high. So many ghosts and goblins. And mama, I love your costume. Can't take on my mask, cause this is who I am. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm one of them. I'm a musical monster. Can't kill this musical monster. Throw your hands up high. Okay. Bang for the city, bitch. Swag on a million. Really bent. How I'm supposed to benefit. Yeah, I'm the best. Yeah, innocent. Took that bitch's innocence. All on the internet. I ain't on the injured list. They're sitting on the bench. I got too much energy. No, not for Gatorade. I'm an alligator, mate. Moving at a greater pace. I like my chances. Wanna play a game of space. I'ma take the team away. Follow me to Halloween and I don't need a die to be considered the best and impressive side of me. I'ma be all on top of them. I'm too confident. I gotta win a battle and these emotions and swallowing my pride. Yeah. It's Halloween night. Bang for the city. Throw your hands up high. So many ghosts and goblins. And mama, I love your costume. Can't take on my mask, cause this is who I am. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm one of them. I'm a musical monster. Can't kill this musical monster.
Thank you.
looking at my rivals. I don't need a title to go home. I'm just playing for survival till this shit go viral on my
with the song Rivals, and before that you heard I Want You by Smokey Wine, and I am hanging out here with Sandra London, watching the Grammys here tonight. Hey, Sandra, anything new happening over there?
Oh, my God, it's great. They're having, like, they had Outkast, Run-DMC, Wu-Tang, Busta Rhymes, all coming up. Yeah, doing their favorite, their best hits. Like, it's great. As Busta Rhymes is up right
That's
now.
That's awesome. That sounds like the best part so far.
Yeah, definitely is. And I think they have Fat Joe up there, too. It was great.
Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Well, I've got a list over here of some of the winners for the different categories so far. So I thought I'd read those off for everybody that's not watching like me, so you can kind of know what's going on. It looks like we've got Best Pop Duo or Group Performance is Unholy by Sam Smith and Kim Petras. Let's see. Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album is Higher by Michael Bublé. Album by is Harry's House by Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
Best Dance Electronic Recording is Break My Soul by Beyonce, which I think you said earlier.
Yeah.
Best Rap Album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by Kendrick Lamar, which we already knew too, I think. Best Rap Performance, The Heart Part 5, Kendrick Lamar. Best Latin Pop Album is, I don't know how to say that, Pesieros, Ruben Blades and Boca Livre. I don't know if I screwed that up pretty bad, but sorry. Best Musica Urbana Album is Un Verano Sin Ti by Bad Bunny. Best Alternative Music Album is Wet Leg by Wet Leg.
Is that Missy Elliott?
Best Traditional R&B Performance is Plastic Off the Sofa by Beyonce.
Ooh.
Best R&B song is Cuff It by Beyonce. Best R&B album, Black Radio 3, Robert Glasper. Best country solo performance is Live Forever by Willie Nelson. Oh, go. Hey, Willie, what's up? That's cool. Best country duo or group performance is Never Want to Be That Girl, Carly Pierce and Ashley McCall. We've got best rock performance is Broken Horses by Brandy Carly. Best rock album is Patient Number 9 by Ozzy Osbourne.
That's
what I keep getting surprised by, like, the older musicians that are on here. And I mean, they're obviously like legendary musicians. It's just like I haven't heard about them in so long. And so it's like kind of cool to hear them on here. Best comedy album went to Dave Chappelle for The Closer.
Too short right now.
What
happened? Performing. Too short. Blow the whistle.
Oh.
Blow the whistle. I go on and on. I must have this for $1,000.
Nice.
What's my favorite word?
Yeah. The best compilation soundtrack for visual media is Encanto by various artists. And is that all of them? That's all of them so far.
From what I'm
looking at CNN Entertainment for that list.
There we go. That's good.
Yeah, lots of good in performances. You know, I used to watch
a 90s rap concert. It just turned into right now, which for me is
That's
great.
Awesome. Me too. It would be for me too. I'll have to check back later and watch some of that. That's what I was going to say is that, you know, I haven't watched really a lot over the years with, you know, as an adult. When I was a kid, we used to watch stuff like that. It was always on TV every year. And I used to get so excited for the music performances. Like, they were just, when you're a teenage girl, they are the most thrilling thing you've ever seen. And you look forward to it. And you're so excited. It was, those performances were just always, like, mind-blowing and awesome, you know.
Oh, Glorilla. Oh, wow. She's performing. I like her. She's done some pretty good stuff lately. Glorilla, Big Glow, is performing right now.
Which one am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I was just informed that Best Dance and Electronic Music Album, which I think we talked about earlier too, was Renaissance by Beyonce. And then we've got Best Contemporary Instrumental Album is Empire Central by Snarky Puppy. Best metal performance is Degradation Rules by Ozzy Osbourne featuring Tony Iommi. Best alternative music performance by Chase Lounge by Wet Leg. Best R&B performance is Hers and Hers or Ours and Ours? What is that? HRS by Mooney. Is it Mooney? Mooney Long? I don't know who that even is. But
I don't know.
Best Progressive R&B Album is Gemini Rights by Steve Lacy. Best Melodic Rap Performance is Wait For You, Future featuring Drake and Thames. Let's see. I have a crew over here helping me get this information. Best Country Song is Till You Can't by Matt Rogers and Ben Stennis, songwriters Cody Johnson. Best Country Album, A Beautiful Time by Willie Nelson. Best New Age Ambient or Chant Album is Mystic Mirror by White Sun. Improvised Jazz Solo is Endangered Species by Wayne Shorter and Leo Genovese, soloist. So Best Jazz Vocal Album is Linger a While by Samara Joy. And Best Jazz Instrumental Album is New Standards Volume 1, Terry Lynn Carrington, Chris Davis, Linda May, Han Oh, Nicholas Payton, and Matthew Stevens. Dang, there's so many. Best Large Jazz Ensemble Album is Generation Gap Jazz Orchestra, Steve Feiske, Jan Watson, Generation Gap Jazz Orchestra. Best Latin Jazz Album is Fandango at the Wall in New York, Arturo O'Farrell, and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra featuring the Congra Patria Son Jaracho Collective. Oh, my gosh. Best Gospel Performance or Song is Kingdom, Maverick City Music, and Kirk Franklin. Kirk Franklin, Jonathan Jay, Chandler Moore, and Jacob Poole are the songwriters. Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance is Fear Is Not My Future, Maverick City Music, and Kirk Franklin, Nicole Hanel, Jonathan Jay, Brandon Lake, and Hannah Shackelford. Best Gospel Album is Kingdom Book 1 Deluxe, Maverick City Music, and Kirk Franklin. Best Contemporary Christian Music Album is Breathe by Maverick City Music. Best Roots Gospel Album, The Urban Hymnal, Tennessee State University Marching Band. I did that one already, I think, because I couldn't say it. Best Latin Rock or Alternative Album is Motomami by Rosalia. Best Regional Mexican Music Album, including Teano, Un Canto por Mexico, El Musical, Natalia Lafourcade, I don't know what, Lafourcade, something, I don't know. Best Tropical Latin Album is, these are difficult. Paya Boy by Mark Anthony. Best American Roots Performance is Stomping Ground, Aaron Neville with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Best Americana Performance is Made Up Mind by Bonnie Raitt. Yeah. Best American Roots Song is Just Like That, Bonnie Raitt. Best Americana Album is In These Silent Days by Brandi Carlile. Best Bluegrass Album, Crooked Tree, Molly Tuttle, and Golden Highway. This list is so long. It goes on forever. Best Traditional Blues Album, Get On Board by Taj Mahal and Rye Cooter. Cooters. Best Contemporary. Yeah. Best Contemporary Blues Album, Brother Johnny by Edgar Winter. Oh, Edgar Winter was on Psychobabble TV. There's an episode. I believe it's on YouTube. You can go watch him on Psychobabble TV. Best Folk Album is Revealer by Madison Cunningham. Best Regional Roots Music Album is Live at the 2022 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, Ranky Tanky. Best Reggae Album is The Calling, whatever, Kavaka Pyramid. Best Global Music Performance. By I don't know what that is. Wooter Kellerman, Zakes Bantwooter, and Nosembo Sikoti or something like that. Best Global Music Album is Sakura by Mesa Takumi. Best Children's Music Album, The Movement by Alphabet Rockers. Best audiobook narration. Not Shakira. It's like Sakura. S-A-K-U-R-A. Is the name of the song. By Masa Takumi.
Got it.
Best children's music album is The Movement. Yeah, The Movement by Alphabet Rockers. Best audiobook narration and storytelling recording is Finding Me by Viola Davis. Best spoken word poetry album is The Poet Who Sat by the Door by Jay Ivey.
That's our new categories.
New categories?
Yeah, spoken word poems or something is like a new one.
Okay. Comedy album is The Closer by Dave Chappelle. Best musical theater album. Where'd that go? Into the Woods 2022 Broadway cast recording, Sarah Brian Darcy, James Patina Miller, and Philippa Sue. Principal vocalist is Rob Berman and Sean Patrick Flavin. Producer Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, 2022 Broadway cast. What else haven't we done yet? Best score soundtrack for visual media is Encanto, Jermaine Franco. Best compilation soundtrack for visual media was Encanto.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, The Rock, he's presenting
right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's presenting some kind of award. We're about to do it. Let's see.
I'm waiting to hear what's the award, what it's for.
Yeah.
Oh, best song for visual media is We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto, which is Lin-Manuel Miranda, Carolina Gaitan, La Gaita, Mauro Castillo, Adasa, Renzi Felice, Diane Guerrero, Stephanie Beatrice, and Encanto
cast. He's doing best pop solo right now.
Oh, best pop solos up right now? Okay.
Yeah, so Easy on Me, Adele. Moscow Mule, Bad Bunny. Woman, Doja Cat. Oh, I think Bad Bunny probably got it. Or Bad Habit, Steve Lacy. I like that song.
Oh, yeah. I like that song, too.
And then About Damn Time, Lizzo.
Okay, that's a good song, too.
And As It Was, Harry Styles. All right. I'm going to say Bad Bunny. Oh, Adele. Wow.
Oh, Adele won. All right.
I didn't expect that.
Nice thing. All right. Well, congrats to Adele. I don't know how many more of these other awards we have. We're at Best Instrumental Composition. That was Refuge by Jeffrey Keyser. Best Arrangement Instrumental or A Cappella is Scrapple from the Apple. John Beasley. Arranger Magnus Lindgren, John Beasley, and the SWR Big Band featuring Martin Ayer. Best Arrangement, Instrumental, and Vocals is Songbird, Orchestral Version. Vince Mendoza, Arranger Christine McVie. Best Recording Package is Beginningless Beginning, Chun Tian Xia, and King Yang Xiao. Art Directors, Tam Sui, Cavalin Chinese Orchestra. Best Box or Special Limited Edition Package, In and Out of the Garden, Madison Square Garden, 81, 82, 83, Lisa Glines, Doran Tyson, and Dave Van Patten. Art Directors, The Grateful Dead. Best Album Notes is Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, 20th Anniversary Super Deluxe Edition, Bob Mayer Album Notes, writer Wilco. Best Historical Album, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, 20th Anniversary Super Deluxe Edition, Cheryl Paulesi and Jeff Tweedy, Compilation Producers, Bob Ludwig, Master Engineer, Wilco. This is like a never-ending list. Songwriter of the Year, Non-Classical, Tobias Jesso Jr. Best Engineered Album, Non-Classical, Harry's House, Jeremy Hatcher, Ollie Jacobs, Nick Lobel, Mark Spike Stent, and Sammy Witty. Engineers, Randy Merrill, Mastering Engineer, Harry Styles. Producer of the Year, Non-Classical, is Jack Antonoff. Best Remix Recording, About Damn Time, Purple Disco Machine Remix, Purple Disco Machine Remixer, Lizzo. immersive audio album is Divine Ties. Eric Schilling, immersive mix engineer, Stuart Copeland, Ricky Kej, and Herbert Waltel, immersive producers, Stuart Copeland and Ricky Kej. Best engineered album, classical. Bates Philharmonia Fantasique, The Making of the Orchestra, Sean Murphy, Charlie Post, and Gary Rydstrom. Engineers Michael Romanowski, mastering engineer Edwin Outwater, and Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Producer of the Year, classical, Judith Sherman. Best orchestral performance, works by Florence Price, Jesse Montgomery, Valerie Coleman, Michael Repper, conductor, New York Youth Symphony. Best opera recording, Blanchard, Fire Shut Up in My Bones, Yannick Nezet Seguin, conductor, Angel Blue, Will Liverman, LaTanya Moore, and Walter Russell III, David Frost, producer, the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, the Metropolitan Opera Chorus. I'm going to give up soon. How long does this go on for? Oh, it's almost done. Okay. Best choral performance. Born by Donald McNally. Conductor Dominic German, Marin Montalbano, Rebecca Myers, and James Reese, The Crossing. Best chamber music. Small ensemble performance is Sean Evergreen, Attica Quartet. Best classical instrumental solo, Letters for the Future, Time for Three, Vien Zhang, conductor, the Philadelphia Orchestra. Best classical solo vocal album, Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene, Renee Fleming, soloist, Yannick Nezet Seguin, pianist. Best classical compendium, An Adoption Story, Star Parody and Kit Wakely, Jeff Fair, Star Parody and Kit Wakely producers. Best Contemporary Classical Composition, Putz Contact by Kevin Putz, composer Xian Zhang, Time for Three and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Best Music Video, All Too Well, the short film by Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift video director, Saul Germain video producer. And best music film is Jazz Fest, A New Orleans Story. Various artists, Frank Marshall and Ryan Suffren. Video directors, Frank Marshall and Sean Stewart and Ryan Suffren. Video producers. The end. I'm done. That was so...
Oh, no. Take a bow. Take a bow.
And it looks like we got about just over 6 minutes left in the show. It's going to kick us off soon.
Okay.
So, yeah, you'll have to let us know if anything exciting happens in the remaining 6 minutes.
We shall see. Yeah, right now just advertisements for Fire Country, a new series on Fridays at 9 a.m.
Is it like a TV show?
Yeah. Okay, now we're back on Trevor Noah. I'm super having you.
Oh, yeah, it says Grammys 2023 live updates. Beyonce makes history with 32 wins.
Yeah.
Now, is she like, do you know what the previous record was? Was it like one below that, or is it like a couple below that?
I don't know. I wonder who is behind her. I don't even know who is the former record holder. That would be good to know.
Okay. I've got my crew looking it up actually right now. Let's see. Beyonce surpassed the late classical conductor George Solti, who won 31 Grammys. So, yes. So he had 31. He's no longer with us. He has passed away, but she just got 32.
Wow.
All right. So now we know. And I was just talking about, I think, wasn't it, we did the we usually do the award shows, and the last time we did the award show, we missed the whole Will Smith thing. Like, I think we got off the air before that happened, and now as soon as we get off the air, something crazy is going to happen.
Yeah,
but I didn't. But we weren't on the air. Like, it would have been cool if we were on the air, actually. But like, that's what I'm like. As soon as the show's over, something weird's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's getting cold at all. Right. Well, everybody that has been listening, thank you guys for listening tonight. And it's been great having Sandra on the air with us, hanging out, talking the Grammys. And we'll have to get back on and do some interviews with people and things. And, you know, we'll plan some future stuff for you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. 16 minutes ago, shout out to TC. He's on the website. I just saw that. He's asking me questions, but I don't know. I can't answer him while I'm on the air. He's talking about the website. There was some kind of something I was working on the website. But shout out to TC. Anybody else that's been listening tonight, hope you guys are having a good night. And
hello.
Yes. Show will be up in a little bit anywhere you can listen to podcasts. So be sure to check that out. Subscribe anywhere that you guys like to listen to podcasts. So you know about all the future episodes. You will get notified, of course. Got about 2.5 minutes to go. Any last-minute excitement over there?
There's a performance. I don't know who the band is. I'm so sorry, but there's a crooner with
the
band.
Oh, that's okay.
He's doing very well, but I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I know. I'm not always up to date on those type of things myself. I don't, like I said before in the beginning of the show, I don't do much regular TV, so...
Yeah.
Oh, what is? Hold on. I see. When is it? No, I know. But oh, okay. That's the Dr. Dre thing. Dr. Dre with the Global Impact Award. Well, we named in his honor. Okay. But I just saw something about it was talking about LL Cool J. Okay, so LL Cool J introduced it. Okay. That's a weird dress. It's Beyonce looks like she's that her dress. It just with the gold top. It looks like she's like wrapped in tinfoil from the angle that they've got her in. It's like she's wearing an emergency blanket.
Totally hot tinfoil. Work it, girl. Work it.
Well, it looks like they had like cages and devils and fire and stuff.
Yeah, and the Sam Smith show especially. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who that is. And I know her, but yeah.
Oh,
Sheryl Crow. Wait. Sheryl Crow, Bonnie Raitt, and McVie's Fleetwood Mac band make Mick Fleetwood honored her with a touching performance of Songbird Against a Rose Adorned Piano. That sounds cool. Oh, McVie died in November. Okay. All right, 30 seconds left. Everyone, again, thanks again for listening. Thanks for hanging out. Thank you, Sandra, for hanging out and being on the show tonight.
Yeah,
it was good to have you.
Always. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, I will talk to you soon. Have a good night.
Yes. Good night. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ+ friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
At Arizona State University, we are committed to our student success. That's why our online educational experience is unmatched. You'll access our state-of-the-art adaptive learning technology that fosters innovative thinking and inspires collaboration with faculty and peers. Explore more than 300 world-class programs offered online, all designed to empower our students to become the next generation of critical thinkers and innovators. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.